It's Tammy with Women of Influence. Wow, this has just been such an exciting journey. I hope you have been watching the videos. I hope you have really been practicing moving into the throne room, getting on your face before God, and through the teaching of the Word of God, letting the Spirit of the living God take you, the access that we have through Jesus. So I hope that you've really been exercising and practicing meditating and moving into the throne room. Well, today I want to share with you a verse. A lot of us know it. It's a verse in Hebrews, and I want to read it to you, and I really want to explain it because I think it's so powerful. It tells us in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us come boldly to the throne of God." Now, let's just stop right there. You have to come boldly. You have to come because you know you deserve to come. You have a right to come. He says, "Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need." You see, I move into the throne room, yes, to adore and to worship and to say, "Holy, holy, holy." I bow down and I enter into a worshipful time with God. But I also come to the throne room with my prayer and with my request and with my need and with my heartache. And what I love about this verse, it says that we can come because of mercy and grace. Okay, those are the two words I want you to hold on in the next few minutes when we really study this, because of mercy and grace. Let's look at the couple verses right before this passage. It says, "Seeing that we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens." Now remember, our video yesterday, if you watched it, we talked about the high priest, that Jesus is our high priest, that he is the one, he is the mediator who takes my prayers right to God the Father. And here again in Hebrews, it's saying, because he is my high priest, he has passed through heaven. And remember, he left throne. He left the throne room. He left that throne and he came down to earth for you. He came through heaven. Jesus, the Son, he says, "Let us hold fast to our confession." Now stay with me. "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with us, but we have one who was tempted in every way, yet without sin." And then the verse we all know, "So because we have this high priest that understands, sympathizes, can relate to every sin, every problem, every struggle, every temptation, every mistake you've ever made, then let us come boldly before the throne." Let us come because this one, this mediator, Jesus, understands. So I come on my face and I say, "God, you get me. You get me like nobody else does. You understand when my mind goes places it shouldn't. You understand me when my emotions hurt and I'm struggling. You understand." So I can come boldly. Why? Because of grace and truth. Now, a lot of people don't understand the difference between grace and truth. And I really want you to catch this. Write this down. It's so helpful. Here's what I wrote. "Because of mercy, I get grace." Because of the mercy of God, I receive the grace of God. You see, mercy is what you get because he loves you. I love the passage in Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Make sure you understand this. It says, "For by grace have you been saved, by faith, not of your works, not of yourself. It is a free gift of God." You see, there is no judgment. There is no condemnation. It tells us that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So today's really meditation is for you to understand, because of grace and mercy, you can come boldly before the throne. So when you get on your face today and you enter into that throne room, receive the grace. Receive the mercy that's been given to you, because your high priest left the throne of glory. He was tempted in all ways for you, yet without sin. And he says, "I understand where you are." So today, enter into the throne room. Walk in grace, walk in mercy, walk in his love, and take your request to him. Enjoy the throne room as you process through. It really just energizing you and really entering into that time with him and letting him expose your heart, because he loves you, and just worship him in the throne room and enjoy your time with him. I hope that these have been helpful. I know they have for me, as the Word of God has opened up, and enter into the throne room through grace and mercy. God bless. I look forward to seeing you soon.